From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 15 people were killed Saturday when Al-Shabaab attacked a hotel near Mogadishu's airport. A suicide car bomber attacked late Saturday afternoon outside the hotel Nasr Habold. Gunfire was heard shortly afterward inside the hotel, officials said. More than two dozen people were injured. A police spokesman said that security forces had hunted down and killed the attackers on the roof of the hotel. The attack, the latest in a series against hotels and restaurants, comes just 3 weeks after gunmen from the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab group stormed the Ambassador Hotel in Mogadishu. On that occasion, the militants seized the hotel for more than 12 hours. Russian and Syrian government airplanes have killed at least 45 people, including children, in a town in eastern Syria on Saturday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the strikes hit the town of Khouria in Deir el-Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, U.S. coalition-backed Syria Democratic Forces clashed with Islamic State inside Manbij, a key stronghold of the Islamic State group. Manbij had been one of the major supply stops for IS militants through areas of northern Syria they control. Local activists say the loss of the town would be a significant setback for the terror group. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.